Good morning. Today we are continuing with our conversation of Din Kedima B'Shiduchim, which means if we have a younger sibling, does that sibling have to wait until an older sibling gets married? Is there a Kedima, a priority to an older sibling based on what we saw in this week's Parsha that Lavan says to his new son-in-law, Yaakov Avinu, of course I wasn't going to give you my younger daughter, Rachel, when there is a single, unwed, older daughter. Leah has to have priority. So that is, in fact, how some poskim chaskin, we saw that the Bach and the Shach, and we saw Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam seem to paskin that way. So the Marsham, this is our first question for the day. The Marsham was asked as follows: can we learn from Lavan, who said Lo Yasa Chen Bim Komenu? And in fact, he points out, despite the fact that Tosfos and the Shach paskin like Lavan, but we saw that Yaakov Avinu himself did not paskin like Lavan, because it was only Lavan who said you need to marry the older one first, but Yaakov Avinu wanted to marry the younger one. So we see that there was a machlokas between Lavan and Yaakov, and why would he paskin like Lavan that you can't marry the younger one before the older one, when Yaakov was in fact of the view you can marry the younger one, Rachel, before the older sibling. So the Marsham says that if you look in the Sefer Nachal Kedumim, Rachel and Leah were in fact twins. They were twins, and accordingly, we're going to refer back to a Rashi in Parshas Toldos that said as follows: Da'akodim b'leida d'teumim, when whichever of two twins are born first, whichever one is born first, hu ha'achram b'yitzira, that is the one that was conceived last. So in other words, whoever is born first was really not the firstborn, because you go by the conception. So in fact, Yaakov was of the view that he and his dear brother Esav, they were twins, and Yaakov was of the view that despite the fact that Esav was born first, Yaakov was conceived first, and accordingly, he was the Bechor, and accordingly, he was consistent when it came to Leah and Rachel, that because Leah was born first, it must be that Rachel was in fact conceived first, and she was the Bechora, not the firstborn, literally, because you go by conception, not birth. However, Lavan, on the other hand, was of the reverse view. He was the view that Leah was the Bechora because she was born first, and accordingly, he said, Lo ye'asechem bimkomenu, we go by birth, not by conception. And accordingly, what we see based on all of these complicated analysis here is that even Yaakov Avinu agreed with the halacha that the concept of a priority of an older sibling over a younger sibling is correct. It simply was a machlokes, which was older and which was younger, and applying the priority, but Yaakov Avinu was of the view that there certainly is a priority, simply that the priority there went to Rachel because she was conceived first and did not go to Leah, who was born first. So that is the Marsham's brilliant explanation of indeed why we can learn from Lo Yasechem Bimkomenu, because it wasn't only Lavan who held that, it was also Yaakov Avinu who agreed with that deen. Our next question is as follows, but this was learned from before Matan Torah, and we typically have a default that we don't learn halachas from prior to Matan Torah, only at Matan Torah and thereafter. So the Tshuvas Tzur Yaakov says as follows, from the fact that we see that the Torah wrote Divrei Lavan Lo Yasechem Bimkomenu, it implies that this is indeed a good minag, a good thing to do, and accordingly, Klal Yisrael, even after Matan Torah, we were nohig to continue that custom. So accordingly, it would be bearing as at least a minag tov, at least a custom, and possibly even minag Yisrael kedinhu, something that is a custom initially but is accepted by Klal Yisrael, that indeed becomes the halacha. So that's the answer to Tshuvas Tzur Yaakov, even though it was before Matan Torah, it's a minag tov, and it was followed by Klal Yisrael. A different answer brought by the Sefer Avnei Chafetz says as follows: follows that even though the pasuk of Lo Yasem Bechein Bimkomeinu was from before Matan Torah, Davar Hatoloi Besvara Lomdi Mimenu Gam Kodem Matan Torah, anything that is based on rational, has rational svara, anything that we can deduce based on a clear logical thing, we learn from prior to Matan Torah. So the fact that it's not that it's from before Matan Torah doesn't knock it out, because it makes sense, and something that is a svara and makes sense, and we would deduce independently regardless, that is going to be bearing, and we can learn from prior to Matan Torah. Just one more point for the day is we'll start getting into the tshuvas. Halacha l'maisa, do the poskim say that indeed siblings have priority over the other? So we'll start with a maharsham that was asked when it comes to two sisters. And the situation there was somewhat complicated. There was a father and his wife passed away, and then he passed away. But if we cut through it all, the bottom line is that there was a father who had multiple daughters. Let's just assume two for right now. Then he passed away, so he wasn't alive anymore. And the younger one, who was 22 years old, got engaged, had a shidduch, before the 27-year-old who had not been successful yet in finding a shidduch. And at this point, once the younger one got engaged before the older one, had a shidduch before the older one is being ma'akev. She's protesting, and she says, "Lo ye'asechem bimkomeinu. You can't have a younger sibling marry before the older sibling, and I'm putting my foot down." And the person posing to the question to the Maharsham said as follows, A, question number one: the father is no longer the father is no longer alive. So, is there still a priority? Isn't that only when the father is alive that he has the requirement to marry off an older daughter before the younger daughter? But if he's not alive, then the younger daughter indeed can get married before the older daughter. And number two, he says, the person posing the question, this is a shas hadchak, this is an exigent circumstances, because the older one is already 27 and she didn't have a shidduch and she's been dating for a number of years. And how long could you wait any longer? And v'im yisbatal ha-shidduch hazen, in addition, he says, if this shidduch goes away for the younger one, who knows if she's going to get an appropriate shidduch in the future? And he says even more, she's going to go feel dejected and be depressed over this, and that's going to cause her a lot of agmas nefesh. So when it comes to the first question, is whether this applies because the father passed away, the Maharsham answered, yes, it absolutely applies whether the father is alive or not. And we learned that from the Rashbam in talking about the daughters of Tzlavchad, that the daughters of Tzlavchad, they got married in order of chronology, oldest first, and working downwards in age in order of chronology. And accordingly, we see that even though their father had passed away, it doesn't matter. We still have a hakpada to be strict about marrying in age order. And when it comes to the second question, however, he says that the fact that the second daughter, the younger daughter, is 22, that indeed is a shas hadchak, and these halachas would not apply, and especially because she has already gotten engaged, and she's gotten engaged to a Talmud Chacham who's wealthy, so who knows if she's going to ever be able to find such a good shidduch. And then he says something important. He says, "V'iser ze eino rak bichlal nimus v'derech eretz." This prohibition of going out of order is really based on what's proper, what's polite, what's derech eretz. And even though the Shulchan Aruch brings this halach of kedima, giving a priority to the older one over the younger one, he says, "Mikol makom eino din gamor." It is not an absolute prohibition. So he indeed is lenient at that situation, letting the younger daughter, the 22-year-old, move forward with her shidduch and marriage before the 27-year-old. And he paskined to be lenient, especially because they had already been engaged in a mirzah shem. We will continue in this vein tomorrow.